Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. Those of you familiar with this weekly radio show know that we talk about the journey of success. For any of you dialing in for the first time, I want to welcome you to the show. I hope you'll return often. We talk about practical tips and tools for implementing right away to help you stay on track with your goals. And your goals define who you are, what you want, that lead you to the kind of success that you have in mind. Remember, success is up to you. That definition is completely up to you. It can mean material things. It can mean inner development things. It can mean whatever it is you want. And it starts by setting a goal that matches your desires. You get to decide. So let's talk about those goals. What has it taken for you to accomplish something in your life in the past? Think back on something that you did, that you achieved, that you're proud of. What did it take? Chances are it wasn't just a clean, streamlined path from A to B. There were probably some obstacles in there. There were probably some naysayers. There might have been some detours. There might have been some other priorities. But what it takes to accomplish those things is persistence, tenacity, stick-to-itiveness. It has to do with believing in what it is you set for yourself, believing that goal, believing that it is the right thing for you, and also some flexibility, right? Because those detours do happen. Those obstacles do happen. Priorities come up. And we have to be flexible. But the thing to remember, here's what I've learned over time, is that because that dream or that goal is something I firmly believe in, it keeps coming up. And my priorities may have shifted, my responsibilities may have shifted, but I can always get back to it. And you can too. Always get back to that dream. And there's a gift in there with the time passing, those other things that are taking your attention, because when you get back to your goal, it may be even more fleshed out. It may be even more exciting, bigger, more interesting, more doable. Today's episode is all about heading toward success using persistence and tenacity. It's called Not an Option. Bill Gates' first business didn't make it. Ben Franklin dropped out of school at age 10. Stephen King's first novel, Carrie, was rejected 30 times. Steven Spielberg was rejected by USC's film school twice. And Thomas Edison attempted thousands of times to get that darn light bulb to work. In fact, he famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work." He refused to let so-called failure take over and stop his dream. He kept going, step by step, like those other famous people mentioned. And you know what? Thousands of others every day do this same thing. Others we may never hear about. No matter who they are, they just plain and simple don't let obstacles stand in the way of realizing their dreams. Persistence, tenacity, unwavering belief, stick-to-itiveness. Got some of that? I'll bet you do. I bet you've overcome some obstacles in your life to get something you really wanted, and I bet you've forgotten all about that. That's our nature, after all, to forget our accomplishments because we're busy working on the next thing on that long to-do list, aren't we? Accomplishing that next thing would be oh so much easier if we would only more often recall our past achievements, which in turn give us confidence and remind us of what we're capable of. We all know this. It's a step-by-step process, and throughout it, we find out what doesn't work, then discover what does until, voila, mission accomplished, goal achieved. Along the way, we discover what we're made of, and our confidence builds and prepares us for yet again the next thing. So are you ready to tackle that seemingly insurmountable wish on your list? First, Eliminate that awful word from your vocabulary, F-A-I-L. I hate that word. There's nothing about you even close to that word. Just take it out of your vocabulary. Don't say it. There's no such thing. It is not an option. Then, remember some of your past accomplishments and get ready for this one. Prepare the way. Picture yourself doing that thing, being that kind of person, visiting that place. Whatever your goal is, get it in mind and see yourself doing it. Then start thinking about small steps that you can take toward achieving that big wish. For instance, you might find a related picture in a magazine and tack it to your wall. Search on the internet about it. Read some articles or a book about it. Write about how it'll feel and why it's so important to you. Talk to people who've done something similar. Pick their brains. Find out how they achieved it. I think you get the idea. Small steps lead to bigger and bigger steps. And before you know it, your bags are packed, you're starting that new job, you're buying that car, house, wardrobe, or running that successful business. It can be done. Oh, yes, it can. Believe it. Believe in yourself. Find what works. Then do it. Make it happen. Whether your goal is big or small, if you want it and you believe it, that you are deserving of it, you can see yourself doing it, go after it. Make sure that it still serves you well when we hit those detours or hit those other responsibilities or priorities that take our attention away. Go back to it. Make sure that it's still what you want. Does it still light you up and excite you? Maybe the timing is better now to accomplish it. Here's one more thing that Thomas Edison said. He said, when you have exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't. And he would know, wouldn't he, after 10,000 ways that didn't work in getting that light bulb to turn on. So there you go. There's another kick, another piece of wit and wisdom for you to think about as you're going about your day, as you're going through your list of goals, through your wish list, thinking about how to accomplish some of the things on that list. Take it step by step. It's a process. So again, going back through those steps, eliminate that word fail. Do not even say it. It's not going to happen. You're going to find a different way to make it happen. If you want it bad enough, you will find a way. Then remember some of your past accomplishments. Remember what you've done in the past. We just forget those too easily. Remember what you've done and know that you can do it again. Picture yourself, get it in mind, a vision of you doing that thing, having that thing, whatever it is. And then think of any small steps that you can take, even on a daily basis. You might take one step at a time and they all add up until, before you know it, you've accomplished it. You are checking that thing off of your list, that achievement, that accomplishment, and you're feeling more and more successful. I want to remind you to please connect with me. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, even Google+. And keep in mind that there is not one more thing you need to add to yourself, not one more class, not one more degree or certification. You just need to uncover what's already there. There is inner success in you. Your success starts with you, right there inside, right there in your mind, your thoughts about it, what it means to you, your definition of it. Then the choices that you make based on that, and then the actions that you take and being aware of all of those things. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.